All right, folks, welcome back to our Stoic journey. In our previous episodes, we've laid the groundwork for a fulfilling life by exploring the importance of perception, emotional mastery, self-awareness, and unbiased thought. But the Stoics weren't just about thinking deep thoughts. They were all about taking action and living a life of purpose and virtue. So, in this episode, we're shifting gears and diving into part 5 of our series, The Discipline of Action, Right Action. It's time to turn those Stoic principles into power moves, to translate your inner wisdom into tangible results in the real world. We'll explore 10 Stoic lessons that will empower you to take charge of your life, make choices that align with your values, and contribute to the greater good. We'll learn why your character is your strongest statement, how to set intentions and follow through, and why helping others is more valuable than any material possession. We'll also delve into the importance of self-discipline, the dangers of seeking external validation, and the power of leading by example. And we'll discover how to turn the Stoic ideal of living in accordance with nature into a practical roadmap for everyday life. So if you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, embrace your potential, and make a real difference in the world, then buckle up and get ready for an inspiring exploration of Stoic action. It's time to stop just talking the talk and start walking the walk. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to live a life of action, purpose, and fulfillment. Lesson 1, the Stoic style. Beyond fashion, it's about the fabric of your being. All right, folks, let's kick off this episode on the discipline of action with a Stoic principle that's all about substance over style. Make your character your loudest statement. Now, before you start picturing monks in robes or philosophers in togas, let's bring this idea into the 21st century. We're not talking about fashion choices or outward appearances. We're talking about something much deeper, something that resonates far beyond the clothes you wear or the car you drive. The Stoics believed that true strength and beauty lie in our character, in the qualities that define who we are at our core. Musonius Rufus, a Stoic teacher known for his practical wisdom, put it this way: "For philosophy doesn't consist in outward display, but in taking heed to what is needed and being mindful of it." In other words, it's not about looking the part, it's about being the part. It's not about flashy displays or empty promises, it's about the quiet consistency of your actions, the integrity of your choices, and the unwavering commitment to your values. The character conundrum. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages about how to look, how to dress, how to present ourselves to the world. We're told that success and happiness depend on having the right image, the perfect social media profile, the latest gadgets and gizmos. But the Stoics would argue that all of that is just surface-level stuff, a facade that can easily crumble under pressure. Think about those people you truly admire, the ones who leave a lasting impression. Are they the ones who are always dressed to the nines, bragging about their accomplishments and chasing the latest trends? Or are they the ones who are quietly confident, compassionate, and always there for you when you need them? It's usually the latter. True character shines through, regardless of external trappings. It's about the way you treat others, the choices you make when no one's watching, and the unwavering commitment to your principles, even when it's difficult. The Stoic blueprint for character building. So, how do you build this kind of unshakable character? The kind that makes a statement without saying a word. The Stoics offer a few guiding principles. 1. Know thyself. Self-awareness is the foundation of character building. Take the time to understand your values, your strengths, your weaknesses, and your motivations. What kind of person do you want to be? What qualities do you admire in others? 2. Practice virtue. The Stoics believed that virtue is the sole good, and that the purpose of life is to live in accordance with virtue. This means cultivating qualities like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance in every aspect of your life. 3. Walk the talk. Don't just talk about your values, live them. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Be the person you want to be, not just in public, but also in private, when no one's watching. 4. Serve others. Focus on contributing to the common good, whether it's through your work, your relationships, or your community involvement. The Stoics believed that we're all interconnected, and that helping others is not just a moral duty, but also a source of deep fulfillment and joy. 5. Embrace challenges. Life is full of challenges and setbacks. The Stoics saw these as opportunities to test their character and strengthen their resolve. Embrace challenges with courage and resilience, and learn from your mistakes along the way. Modern day examples. The Stoic emphasis on character is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people who embody this principle all around us. The honest business person. They prioritize integrity and fairness in their dealings, even when it means sacrificing short-term profits. The compassionate volunteer. They dedicate their time and energy to helping others without seeking recognition or reward. The resilient athlete. They push through pain and setbacks, demonstrating grit and determination in pursuit of their goals. The supportive friend. They're always there for you, offering a listening ear and a helping hand, even when they're facing their own challenges. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to make our character our loudest statement, to let our actions speak for themselves, and to live a life that's true to our values and principles. It's not about being perfect, it's about striving for excellence, and that starts with cultivating a strong and virtuous character. So today, let's take a moment to reflect on our own character. What qualities do we embody? What kind of impact are we making on the world around us? Are our actions aligned with our values? If not, it's time to make some changes. Let's focus on building a character that's worthy of admiration, respect, and emulation. Let's make our character our loudest statement, and let's create a life that's not just about success, but about significance. Lesson 2, The Blueprint for Becoming, The Stoics' Guide to Intentional Living. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic principle that's all about taking the reins of your life and steering it in the direction you choose. Decide the type of person you want to be, then do what you have to do. Now, this isn't some magical incantation or a get-rich-quick scheme. It's about intentionality, self-awareness, and good old-fashioned hard work. The Stoics believed that we have the power to shape our own character, to become the kind of person we aspire to be. But it doesn't happen by accident. It requires a clear vision, a commitment to action, and the willingness to do what it takes, even when it's challenging or uncomfortable. Epictetus, the no-nonsense Stoic teacher, put it this way. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do, for in nearly every pursuit we see this to be the case. Those in athletic pursuit first choose the sport they want, and then do that work. In other words, you can't just wish to be a certain kind of person. You have to actively become that person through your choices and actions. It's like wanting to be a musician. You can't just dream about it. You have to pick up an instrument and practice day in and day out. The Vision Quest. So the first step is to get clear on your vision. What kind of person do you want to be? What qualities do you admire? What values do you want to embody? Maybe you want to be known for your kindness and compassion, your courage and resilience, your wisdom and insight. Or perhaps you aspire to be a great leader, a creative artist, a devoted parent, or a loyal friend. Whatever your vision, the key is to define it clearly and make it your guiding star. The Action Plan. Once you have a clear vision, it's time to create an action plan. What specific steps can you take to become the person you want to be? What habits do you need to cultivate? What behaviors do you need to change? This is where the doing what you have to do part comes in. It's not always easy or comfortable to step outside your comfort zone, to challenge your old patterns, or to face your fears. But the Stoics would remind us that growth and transformation require effort and discipline. As Musonius Rufus said, "If you accomplish some good, though it be ever so little, do not disdain it, but be encouraged thereby to do more." In other words, don't let perfectionism paralyze you. Start small, take consistent action, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Modern day examples. Let's see how this Stoic principle plays out in real life. Imagine you want to be a more patient and understanding person. You can start by practicing mindfulness, observing your reactions to frustrating situations, and choosing to respond with calmness and compassion instead of anger and impatience. Or maybe you want to be a more confident and assertive communicator. You can start by practicing speaking up in meetings, setting boundaries in your relationships, and advocating for your needs and opinions. The Stoic Advantage. By consciously choosing the type of person you want to be and taking deliberate action to become that person, you're not just improving yourself. You're also creating a ripple effect that impacts the world around you. You're becoming a role model for others, inspiring them to live more intentionally and purposefully. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the most important thing is to live a good life. And a good life is one that is lived in accordance with our values, our principles, and our own unique vision for the future. So, today, let's take a moment to reflect on our own vision for ourselves. What kind of person do we want to be? What actions can we take today to move closer to that ideal? Remember, the power to shape your destiny lies within you. Choose your path, embrace the journey, and become the person you were meant to be. Lesson 3. The Stoic Show and Tell. Actions speak louder than words. All right, folks, let's talk about a lesson that's as relevant today as it was in ancient Rome. Show, not tell, what you know. Now, this isn't just about being a person of action instead of a talker. It's about embodying your knowledge, your values, and your principles in everything you do. The Stoics believed that true wisdom isn't just about accumulating knowledge. It's about putting that knowledge into practice. It's not about talking about being virtuous. It's about living a virtuous life. Epictetus, the straight-talking Stoic teacher, put it bluntly. Those who receive the bare theories immediately want to spew them as an upset stomach does its food. First, digest your theories and you won't throw them up. Otherwise, they will be raw, spoiled, and not nourishing. After you've digested them, show us the changes in your reasoned choices, just like the shoulders of gymnasts display their diet and training, and as the craft of artisans show in what they've learned. In other words, don't just parrot philosophical concepts or spout off fancy quotes. Let your actions be the proof of your understanding. Let your life be a testament to the wisdom you've acquired. The gap between words and deeds. We all know those people who are full of hot air, always talking about their grand plans and lofty ideals, but never seem to follow through. They might be brilliant conversationalists, captivating you with their knowledge and insights, but when it comes to actually doing something, they fall short. The Stoics would call this a disconnect between theory and practice, a gap between words and deeds. And they would argue that this gap is not only hypocritical, but it's also detrimental to our own growth and well-being. Think about it. Have you ever told yourself you were going to start a new exercise routine, eat healthier, or pursue a passion project, only to find yourself making excuses and procrastinating? Or maybe you've given advice to a friend about a relationship problem, but then struggled to follow your own advice when faced with a similar situation. This disconnect between our words and our actions creates a sense of internal conflict and dissonance. It erodes our self-trust and makes it harder to believe in our own capabilities. The Stoic path to congruence. So how do you bridge this gap and create a life where your actions truly reflect your knowledge and values? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Internalize the wisdom. Don't just read about Stoicism or listen to podcasts. Take the time to truly understand the principles and internalize them. Reflect on how they apply to your own life and make a conscious effort to integrate them into your daily choices and actions. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small, achievable goals that align with your Stoic values. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each day, setting boundaries in a challenging relationship, or simply choosing to respond to a difficult situation with calmness and reason instead of anger and reactivity. 3. Practice consistency. The key to building a strong character and embodying Stoic principles is consistency. It's about making small, deliberate choices every day that align with your values and move you closer to your goals. 4. Embrace feedback. Don't be afraid to seek feedback from others on how your actions align with your words. This can be a valuable tool for identifying blind spots and areas for improvement. 5. Be patient. Change takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving to bridge the gap between your words and your deeds. Modern day examples. The Stoic emphasis on action over words is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people who embody this principle all around us. The mentor who leads by example. This person doesn't just give advice. They model the behavior they want to see in others. They inspire through their actions, not just their words. The athlete who trains relentlessly. This athlete doesn't just talk about wanting to win. They put in the hours of practice and dedication required to achieve their goals. The volunteer who serves selflessly. This person doesn't just talk about wanting to make a difference, they actively volunteer their time and skills to help others and make the world a better place. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to live a life of congruence, where our actions are a true reflection of our knowledge, values, and principles. They urge us to bridge the gap between theory and practice, to stop talking and start doing, and to let our lives be the loudest statement of who we are and what we believe in. So today, let's make a commitment to walk the talk. Let's choose our actions deliberately. Let's strive for consistency, and let's make our character our loudest statement. By doing so, we can create a life that's not just about knowledge, but about wisdom in action. Lesson 4, The Wealth Within, the Stoic case for investing in others. All right, folks, let's talk about something that might sound a bit counterintuitive in our materialistic world. Helping others is more valuable than material things. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just some hippy-dippy nonsense, hear me out. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about practical wisdom and living a good life, had a very different perspective on wealth and success than what we're often bombarded with today. They believed that true wealth doesn't lie in the size of your bank account, the car you drive, or the latest gadgets you own. It lies in the strength of your character, the depth of your relationships, and the positive impact you make on the world around you. Musonius Rufus, a Stoic teacher known for his emphasis on practical ethics, put it this way: how much better is it to be known for doing well by many than for living extravagantly? How much more worthy than spending on sticks and stones is it to spend on people? In other words, the Stoics weren't against enjoying the comforts of life or achieving financial success. But they understood that these things are ultimately external and fleeting. They can be taken away from you in an instant, and they don't guarantee happiness or fulfillment. What truly matters, the Stoics argued, is our inner wealth, our virtues, our character, our relationships. These are the things that endure, that bring us lasting joy, and that make us truly rich in the eyes of the universe. The materialism trap. We live in a world that's obsessed with material possessions. We're constantly bombarded with advertisements, social media influences, and the pressure to keep up with the Joneses. We're told that happiness lies in buying the latest gadget, the bigger house, or the fancier car. But the Stoics would urge us to question this narrative. They'd ask us to consider whether the pursuit of material wealth is truly making us happier, or whether it's just creating a never-ending cycle of desire and dissatisfaction. Think about it. Have you ever bought something you thought would make you happy, only to find that the excitement quickly fades away? Or have you ever felt envious of someone else's possessions, only to realize that their life might not be as perfect as it seems on the surface? That's the materialism trap. It's the belief that happiness can be bought, that our worth is measured by what we own, and that the more we have, the better off we'll be. But the Stoics would argue that this is a misguided pursuit, one that leads to anxiety, envy, and a constant feeling of never having enough. The Stoic alternative: investing in others. The Stoics offered a different path to wealth and happiness, one that's rooted in connection, contribution, and the pursuit of virtue. They believed that helping others, serving our communities, and making a positive impact on the world is the true source of lasting fulfillment and joy. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bee." In other words, we're all interconnected, and our well-being is intertwined with the well-being of others. By helping others, we're not just making the world a better place, we're also enriching our own lives and cultivating a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on helping others is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people who embody this principle all around us. The volunteer. This person dedicates their time and energy to helping those in need. Whether it's serving meals at a homeless shelter, tutoring underprivileged children, or advocating for social justice. They might not have a lot of material possessions, but their lives are rich in meaning and purpose. The mentor. This person shares their knowledge and experience with others, guiding them on their own paths to success and fulfillment. They might not be famous or wealthy, but they're making a lasting impact on the lives of those they touch. The Good Samaritan. This person goes out of their way to help a stranger in need, without expecting anything in return. Their act of kindness might seem small, but it can have a ripple effect, spreading positivity and compassion throughout the community. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to shift our focus from material possessions to the true riches of life, our relationships, our character, and our contributions to the world. They urge us to be mindful of our spending habits, to practice gratitude for what we have, and to find ways to use our time, talents, and resources to benefit others. So today, let's make a conscious effort to invest in others. Let's look for opportunities to help, to serve, and to make a positive impact on the world around us. Let's shift our focus from acquiring more stuff to cultivating the virtues and relationships that bring us lasting joy and fulfillment. Remember, true wealth lies not in what you have, but in what you give. Lesson 5. The Mind Gym, the Stoic Workout Plan for a Stronger Self. All right, folks, let's get down to business. The Stoics weren't just about lofty ideas and philosophical debates. They were practical people who understood the importance of taking action and building a strong foundation for a good life. And that's where our next lesson comes in. Your mind is your most important project. Now, before you start picturing dusty textbooks and boring lectures, let's reframe this concept a bit. We're not just talking about intellectual pursuits or academic achievements here. We're talking about cultivating a mindset that's resilient, adaptable, and equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Think of it like building a mental fortress, a sanctuary where you can find peace and clarity, even in the midst of chaos. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher who went from being a slave to a renowned teacher, put it this way: the true man is not the one who has mastered others, but the one who has mastered himself. In other words, the most important conquest you'll ever make is the conquest of your own mind. It's about understanding your thoughts, emotions, and habits, and learning to harness their power for good. It's about building a mental and emotional foundation that's strong enough to withstand the storms of life. The mind as a muscle. Think of your mind like a muscle. If you neglect it, it will atrophy and weaken. But if you train it regularly, it will grow stronger, more flexible, and more capable of handling challenges. The Stoics believed that this mental training was not just a luxury for the intellectual elite. It was a necessity for anyone who wanted to live a good life. As Musonius Rufus said, "If you wish to be healthy, study health. If you wish to be happy, study happiness. If you wish to be wise, study wisdom." In other words, you have to put in the work. You have to make a conscious effort to exercise your mind, to challenge your assumptions, to expand your knowledge, and to cultivate the virtues that lead to a fulfilling life. The Stoic Workout Plan. So, what does this mental workout look like? The Stoics offered a variety of practices and techniques to strengthen the mind. Meditation. Sit quietly and observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. This helps you cultivate mindfulness, self-awareness, and emotional regulation. Reflection. Take time each day to reflect on your experiences, your choices, and your values. Ask yourself tough questions and be honest in your answers. This helps you gain clarity, identify areas for growth, and make more intentional decisions. Reading and study. Engage with the wisdom of the Stoics and other philosophers. Learn from their insights, challenge your own beliefs, and expand your understanding of the world and your place within it. Mindful living. Pay attention to the present moment, to your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Notice how you're responding to the world around you and whether your responses are aligned with your values and goals. Seeking feedback. Ask trusted friends, family members, or mentors for their honest feedback about your strengths and weaknesses. Be open to hearing their perspectives, even if it's uncomfortable. Modern-day mental fitness. In today's world, we have access to a wealth of resources to support our mental fitness. From therapy and coaching to mindfulness apps and online courses, there are countless ways to train your mind and cultivate a Stoic mindset. But the Stoics would remind us that the most important factor is our own willingness to do the work. It's about making self-improvement a priority, setting aside time each day for mental training, and being consistent in our efforts. The Stoic advantage. By making your mind your most important project, you're not just becoming a better thinker, you're also becoming a better human. You're cultivating the inner strength, wisdom, and resilience to navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity. You're building a foundation for a life that's not just about surviving, but about thriving. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, "The obstacle in the path becomes the path. Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition." So today, let's make a commitment to invest in our most valuable asset, our minds. Let's prioritize self-cultivation, embrace lifelong learning, and build a mental fortress that can withstand any storm. Remember, the strongest person in the room is often the one with the quietest mind. Lesson 6. The Happiness Hack. The Stoic Path to Fulfillment Through Action. All right, folks, let's talk about the big H word, happiness. We all want it, we chase it, we spend countless hours and dollars trying to find it. But what if I told you that the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living the good life, had a surprisingly simple formula for happiness? They believed that happiness lies in right and humane action. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just another cheesy self-help slogan, let's unpack what this really means. The Stoics weren't talking about fleeting pleasures or external achievements. They were talking about a deeper, more sustainable kind of happiness that comes from living in alignment with your values, contributing to the common good, and fulfilling your potential as a human being. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. "Those who labor in the service of human society are doing more than their fair share, whatever their work may be. Even if they are merely clearing obstacles from the road, or helping the weak, or teaching letters to the young, or caring for the sick." In other words, happiness isn't about what you get, it's about what you give. It's not about accumulating wealth, fame, or power. It's about using your talents and abilities to make a positive impact on the world around you. The hedonic treadmill. We live in a society that often equates happiness with pleasure and material possessions. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to buy more, do more, experience more. We're encouraged to chase after the next thrill, the next dopamine hit, the next shiny object. But the Stoics would argue that this is a recipe for a never-ending cycle of desire and dissatisfaction. It's like running on a hedonic treadmill. You're constantly striving for the next high, but you never really get anywhere. Think about it. Have you ever bought something you thought would make you happy, only to find that the excitement quickly fades away? Or have you ever achieved a goal you've been working towards for years, only to feel a sense of emptiness once you've reached it? That's the hedonic treadmill in action. It's the illusion that happiness lies in external things, in acquiring more and more stuff, in constantly seeking out new experiences. But the Stoics would remind us that true happiness comes from within, from living a life of purpose, virtue, and service to others. The Stoic path to happiness. So, how do you get off the hedonic treadmill and find a more sustainable path to happiness? The Stoics offer a few simple but powerful strategies. 1. Focus on your virtues. Cultivate the qualities that make you a good person: honesty, compassion, courage, and wisdom. These virtues are not only intrinsically valuable, but they also lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. 2. Serve others. Find ways to contribute to the common good, whether it's through volunteering, helping a friend in need, or simply being a kind and supportive presence in the lives of those around you. 3. Find meaning in your work. Approach your work, whatever it may be, with a sense of purpose and dedication. See it as an opportunity to contribute your skills and talents to the world and to make a positive impact on the lives of others. 4. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This will help you cultivate a sense of contentment and joy, even in the face of challenges and setbacks. 5. Live in the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Focus on the present moment and find joy in the simple things: a beautiful sunset, a good conversation, a shared meal with loved ones. Modern day examples. The Stoic approach to happiness might seem countercultural in today's world, but it's actually more relevant than ever. We see examples of people finding fulfillment through right and humane action all around us. The healthcare worker who goes above and beyond to comfort their patients. The teacher who inspires their students to reach their full potential. The activist who fights for justice and equality. The parent who sacrifices their own needs to provide for their children. The friend who offers a listening ear and a helping hand without expecting anything in return. These individuals might not be rich or famous, but they're living lives of purpose and meaning, and they're experiencing a deep sense of happiness that comes from contributing to the world and making a positive impact on the lives of others. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to redefine our understanding of happiness, to shift our focus from external achievements and possessions to internal virtues and actions that benefit the common good. They urge us to find joy, not in what we get, but in what we give. So, today, let's make a commitment to live a life of right and humane action. Let's focus on our virtues, serve others, find meaning in our work, and practice gratitude. Let's embrace the Stoic path to happiness and discover the true fulfillment that comes from living a life of purpose and contribution. Lesson 7. The Desire Dilemma. The Stoic's Guide to Keeping Your Cool in a World of Wants. All right, folks, let's talk about something that drives us all, shapes our choices, and can sometimes lead us down a twisty, bumpy road. Desire. Now, before you start thinking this is about suppressing your dreams or becoming a passionless zombie, let's get one thing straight. The Stoics weren't about extinguishing desire altogether. They were about mastering it, so it doesn't end up mastering you. Epictetus, the straight-talking Stoic philosopher, put it this way: freedom is not achieved by satisfying desire, but by eliminating it. Now, that might sound a bit extreme at first. After all, desire is what motivates us, what drives us to achieve our goals, what makes life exciting and worth living. But the Stoics understood that there's a dark side to desire, a slippery slope that can lead to obsession, anxiety, and a constant feeling of never having enough. The Hunger Games of Desire. Think about those times when you've been consumed by a desire for something: a new car, a promotion at work, the approval of a certain person. It's like a hunger that gnaws at you, a thirst that can't be quenched. You might find yourself constantly thinking about it, making sacrifices to achieve it, and feeling frustrated or even desperate when it seems out of reach. In those moments, it's like your desire is in the driver's seat and you're just along for the ride. You're no longer in control of your own choices and actions. You're being pulled and pushed by forces beyond your control. The Stoics would call this a form of slavery, a voluntary submission to external things that rob us of our freedom and inner peace. The Stoic approach to desire. So, how do you navigate the treacherous waters of desire without getting swept away by the current? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Examine your desires. The first step is to become aware of your desires. What are the things you crave, the things you think will make you happy or fulfilled? Are these desires rooted in your true values and needs, or are they based on external validation, societal pressures, or fleeting trends? 2. Distinguish between needs and wants. The Stoics made a clear distinction between what we need to survive and thrive and what we simply want. They encouraged us to focus on fulfilling our basic needs and to be mindful of our wants, ensuring they align with our values and don't become all-consuming. 3. Practice contentment. Cultivate a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what you already have. This doesn't mean you can't strive for more, but it means finding joy and satisfaction in the present moment, rather than constantly chasing after the next thing. 4. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control whether you'll get that promotion, win that award, or find that perfect partner. But you can control your effort, your attitude, and your response to whatever life throws your way. Focus on what's within your power and let go of the rest. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're constantly comparing yourself to others on social media, feeling envious of their seemingly perfect lives and possessions. The Stoic solution: unplug from the comparison game, focus on your own journey, and appreciate the unique blessings in your own life. Or maybe you're obsessed with climbing the corporate ladder, sacrificing your health, relationships, and personal well-being in the pursuit of success. The Stoic approach: reevaluate your priorities, set boundaries, and make time for the things that truly matter: your loved ones, your health, your passions. The Stoic advantage. By mastering your desires, you're not just avoiding the pitfalls of addiction and obsession, you're also cultivating a deeper sense of freedom, contentment, and inner peace. You're breaking free from the external forces that try to control you and creating a life that's truly your own. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, "The goal of Stoicism is to live a happy life, and one way to do this is to avoid becoming overly dependent on things that are outside our control. So, today let's make a commitment to examine our desires, to distinguish between needs and wants, and to practice contentment and gratitude. Let's focus on what we can control and let go of the things that are beyond our grasp. By doing so, we can break free from the chains of desire and create a life that's truly fulfilling, joyful, and free. Lesson 8. The Praise-Blame Paradox, the Stoics' Guide to Emotional Equilibrium. All right, folks, let's talk about a tricky balancing act we all face in life, handling praise and blame. It's natural to feel good when we're praised and to feel stung when we're criticized. But the Stoics, those ancient masters of emotional control, had a surprising take on this. Don't be affected by praise or blame equally. Now, this doesn't mean you should become a stone-cold statue, immune to all feedback. It's about recognizing that both praise and blame are external events, outside your control. And while they might offer valuable information, they shouldn't dictate your self-worth or your emotional state. Epictetus. The no-nonsense Stoic teacher put it this way. If someone praises you, they are commending certain actions of yours, so try to see if they are correct. If they censure you, they are criticizing your actions, so try to see if they are wrong. But do not let either praise or blame affect your inner self. In other words, don't let your ego get inflated by praise, and don't let your spirit get crushed by blame. Take both with a grain of salt, evaluate them objectively, and then move on. The emotional seesaw. Think about those times when you've received a glowing compliment. It feels amazing, right? You're on cloud nine, your confidence is soaring, and you feel like you can conquer the world. But what happens when the praise fades, or when someone criticizes you? Suddenly, you're back down to earth, feeling deflated and discouraged. That's the emotional seesaw we often find ourselves on, swinging between the highs of praise and the lows of blame. But the Stoics would argue that this is an unstable and unsustainable way to live. True self-worth comes from within, from your own values and actions, not from the fluctuating opinions of others. The Stoic approach to feedback. So how do you maintain emotional equilibrium in the face of praise and blame? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Internal validation. Cultivate a strong sense of self-worth that's not dependent on external validation. Focus on living in accordance with your values and principles, and let your actions be a reflection of your best self. 2. Objective evaluation. When you receive praise or blame, take a step back and evaluate it objectively. Is there any truth to the feedback? Can you learn something from it, even if it's delivered in a harsh or unfair way? 3. Focus on improvement, not perfection. Don't let praise make you complacent and don't let blame discourage you from trying. Use both as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. 4. Maintain perspective. Remember that praise and blame are often subjective and influenced by the other person's own biases and agendas. Don't let their opinions define you or dictate your self-worth. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you post a picture on social media and receive a flood of likes and compliments. It's tempting to let that boost your ego and feel validated by the external attention. But the Stoics would remind you that true self-worth comes from within, not from the number of likes on a screen. Or maybe you receive a negative performance review at work. It's easy to feel discouraged and question your abilities. But by taking a Stoic approach, You can use the feedback as an opportunity to identify areas for improvement and develop a plan for growth. The Stoic Advantage. By not being overly affected by praise or blame, you're cultivating a sense of inner stability and resilience that can't be shaken by external circumstances. You're freeing yourself from the emotional roller coaster and creating a more grounded and fulfilling life. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, "The more we depend on external validation for our sense of self-worth, the more vulnerable we become to the opinions of others. True strength comes from within, from knowing who we are and what we stand for." So today, let's make a commitment to not let praise or blame control us. Let's cultivate internal validation, evaluate feedback objectively, and focus on our own growth and development. By doing so, we can create a life that's not defined by the opinions of others, but by our own values, actions, and unwavering sense of self. Lesson 9. The procrastination pandemic, the Stoic cure for the "I'll do it later" disease. All right, folks, let's talk about a universal struggle that plagues us all from time to time. Procrastination, that sneaky little voice in your head that whispers, "You can do it later," or "There's plenty of time," even as deadlines loom and opportunities slip away. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, were no strangers to the temptation of procrastination. They understood that it's human nature to put off difficult or unpleasant tasks, to seek comfort and ease in the present moment, even at the expense of our long-term goals and well-being. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations: "Don't let your imagination be crushed by life as a whole. Don't try to picture everything bad that could possibly happen. Stick with the situation at hand and ask, 'Why is this so unbearable? Why can't I endure it?' You'll be embarrassed to answer." In other words, stop catastrophizing and making excuses. Stop telling yourself that you'll feel more motivated tomorrow or that the task will be easier later. The truth is, procrastination is a thief of time, a dream killer, and a surefire way to create unnecessary stress and anxiety in your life. The procrastination paradox. Procrastination is a bit of a paradox. We put off tasks because we think they'll be unpleasant or difficult, but in reality, the act of procrastinating often creates more stress and anxiety than simply tackling the task head-on. It's like avoiding a dentist appointment because you're afraid of the pain, only to end up with a toothache that's even worse. The Stoics would argue that procrastination is a form of self-sabotage, a way of undermining our own goals and potential. It's a failure of will, a surrender to our baser instincts of comfort and avoidance. And it can have serious consequences, from missed deadlines and lost opportunities to a general sense of dissatisfaction and unfulfillment. The Stoic antidote: action and discipline. So, how do you break free from the procrastination trap and cultivate a more proactive and productive approach to life? The Stoics offer a few powerful strategies. 1. Memento mori. Remember that your time is limited, as Marcus Aurelius famously said, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This doesn't mean you should live in a state of constant fear, but it does mean recognizing the preciousness of each moment and not wasting it on procrastination and delay. The 2-minute rule. If a task takes less than 2 minutes to complete, do it now. This simple rule can help you tackle those small, nagging tasks that often pile up and create a sense of overwhelm. 3. Break down large tasks. If a task seems daunting, break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. This makes it less intimidating and easier to get started. 4. Focus on the process, not the outcome. Instead of fixating on the end result, focus on the process of taking action. Celebrate each small step forward and don't get discouraged by setbacks or challenges. 5. Cultivate self-discipline. The Stoics believed that self-discipline is a muscle that can be strengthened through practice. Start by setting small, achievable goals and holding yourself accountable to them. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you've been meaning to start a new exercise routine, but you keep putting it off because you're too tired or too busy. The Stoic solution? Start small. Commit to just 10 minutes of exercise today, and then gradually increase the duration and intensity over time. Or maybe you have a big project at work that you're dreading. Instead of procrastinating and letting the anxiety build, break down the project into smaller tasks and set a schedule for completing them. This will make the project feel less overwhelming and more manageable. The Stoic advantage. By overcoming procrastination and embracing action, you're not just becoming more productive, you're also cultivating a sense of empowerment, self-efficacy, and control over your life. You're proving to yourself that you can overcome challenges, achieve your goals, and create a life that's truly fulfilling. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, "Procrastination is the thief of time. It robs us of opportunities, creates unnecessary stress, and prevents us from reaching our full potential. So today, let's make a commitment to stop putting things off. Let's embrace the Stoic spirit of action and discipline, and let's create a life that's marked by progress, purpose, and the satisfaction of a job well done. Remember, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today." Lesson 10. The ripple effect, from inspiration to impact. The Stoics' legacy. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on the discipline of action with a concept that's all about paying it forward. Don't just be inspired, be an inspiration to others. Now, this isn't about becoming a social media influencer or chasing after fame and recognition. It's about something much deeper, something the Stoics called leaving your mark on the world through your actions and your character. The Stoics believed that we're all interconnected, like threads in a vast tapestry. Our actions, no matter how small, have a ripple effect, influencing the lives of those around us and shaping the world we live in. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "What's not good for the hive is not good for the bee." In other words, we're all in this together, and by striving to be our best selves, by living a life of virtue and purpose, we not only benefit ourselves, but also inspire and uplift those around us. The inspiration chain. Think about the people who've inspired you in your own life. Maybe it's a teacher who believed in you when no one else did, a friend who always has your back, or a public figure who's fighting for a cause you believe in. Their actions, their words, their very presence has had a profound impact on your life, shaping your beliefs, your values, and your aspirations. The Stoics understood that inspiration is not a one-way street. It's a chain reaction where one person's actions spark another's and so on. By striving to be an inspiration to others, you're not just making the world a better place. You're also contributing to a legacy that extends far beyond your own lifetime. Leading by example. The most powerful way to inspire others is to lead by example. It's not about preaching or lecturing. It's about embodying the qualities you admire and want to see in the world. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. Think about the impact a calm and composed leader can have on their team during a crisis, or the way a compassionate friend can offer solace and support to someone going through a difficult time. These actions, these demonstrations of character, have a ripple effect, inspiring others to rise to the occasion and be their best selves. The Stoic legacy. The Stoics believed that we all have a duty to contribute to the common good, to leave the world a little better than we found it. And they saw this not as a burden, but as an opportunity to fulfill our potential and create a lasting legacy. As Seneca wrote, "Let us so live that when we come to die, even the undertaker will be sorry." In other words, let your life be a testament to the Stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Let your actions inspire others, uplift your community, and leave a mark on the world that will be remembered long after you're gone. Modern-day inspiration. In today's world, we're surrounded by examples of people who are making a positive impact and inspiring others through their actions. The teacher who dedicates their life to educating and empowering the next generation. The activist who fights tirelessly for social justice and equality. The entrepreneur who creates innovative solutions to global challenges. The parent who raises their children with love, compassion, and a strong moral compass. The friend who's always there to offer a helping hand or a listening ear. These individuals might not be famous or wealthy, but they're making a real difference in the world, and their actions are a source of inspiration for countless others. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to be more than just passive recipients of inspiration. They urge us to become active agents of change, to use our own lives as a force for good in the world. So today, let's ask ourselves, how can we be an inspiration to others? What actions can we take, no matter how small, to make a positive impact on the world around us? How can we embody the Stoic virtues in our daily lives and leave a legacy that we can be proud of? Remember, you have the power to make a difference. You have the ability to inspire, to uplift, and to create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond your own reach. So, go forth and be the change you want to see in the world. Be an inspiration and let your actions speak louder than words. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the Stoic realm of action, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to translate our inner wisdom into outward action, to live a life of purpose, virtue, and service to others. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about lofty ideals and philosophical contemplation. They were about rolling up their sleeves and making a difference in the world. They understood that true happiness and fulfillment come not just from thinking the right thoughts, but from doing the right things. So, as we wrap up this 5th episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons and start putting them into practice in your own life. Make your character your loudest statement, set clear intentions and follow through, and find ways to contribute to the common good. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny, to make a positive impact on the world, and to leave a legacy that inspires others. Don't just be inspired, be an inspiration. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to live a life of action, purpose, and fulfillment. Join us next time as we delve into the 6th part of our series, where we'll explore the Stoic approach to problem-solving and decision-making. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high, and remember, The world is waiting for your unique contribution. Go out there and make it happen.